following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
AM 1390, 1360, 97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Yes. Yes, I am going to talk about the Mike Ellis video. Yes, I'm going to make my prediction on whether it's the end of his political career. There are a million, not a million. You know how I am. You know how I like to exaggerate sometimes. It's not a million, but there are a lot of topics out of there. The same man was caught twice again in the same establishment, shooting his mouth off, captured on video. Of course, they're the same place, and it is a common watering hole in Madison for legislative types. Same guy who called Preble a sewer, caught again. Mike Ellis, much, much more serious statements this time. He was discussing a plan to break state campaign violation, campaign law. Slow down, Jerry. Violate campaign law. He clearly was stating that. It just makes you wonder where he goes from here. And we'll find out. But I have some theories on that, and we'll get to that at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we will get to that. And will somebody... Now, there was talk that someone would challenge Ellis from the right anyway. This seems much, much more likely now. The other thing that's in that story is the whole concept of videotaping people in public and how naive you are. To think that that isn't happening. But that's not where I want to start. Oh, by the way, we haven't discussed Lois Lerner and IRS, and of course that's coming to a head now. We'll discuss that and whatever else we can get to on the show today. I want to start here. Now, I touched on this very briefly yesterday. Very briefly. And that is this. That, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't even remember anymore. That very few Americans have, if something were to go to hell on them right now, if their car were to take a dump, a furnace, a roof, a major, Jason's like, you've pretty much listed all of the ones I'm confronting. Me too. That's actually why I said that. Now, for example, our car did take a $900 hit. Was that just last month? I think it was just last month. And it was a tough call because it's a 2003 Ford Focus. So do you want, now, otherwise it's running great. It's been, I think, my favorite car. It's been very low maintenance, very low cost. But I had to put $1,000 in it. It's just a number of things, weird things that caught up. It had a coolant leak, it needed tires, and that the buffer for the engine block, it's not a gasket. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Is it grommet? I don't remember exactly. But the engine rests on the mounts, and then there's that spacer in there that had worn, so you've got metal on metal. That, you know, you got to lift the block. You got to do all that stuff. It adds up. Well, we want to keep the car another year, so I did that. We have another thing coming up. One way or the other, we have ways to deal with these expenses. We either dip into savings, we have a home equity line of credit, or we do both. Only 40, or rather 40% of people would have no way in the world. 40% of Americans, if they took a $2,000 hit, they have nothing. They've got nothing. So, given that, they would just, what would they do? People confront this all the time. They just hope nothing bad ever happens. But this is the tip of the iceberg. This is a story from ABC News, and they talk about all sorts of things that people aren't prepared for, and how in this economy, people are really living on the edge. There's a rule of thumb. You're supposed to have 3 months of emergency funds somewhere, in the bank, somewhere in liquid form, that you can get 3 months if you were to lose your job tomorrow. You're supposed to be able to have on hand 3 months. 60% of those answering the survey did not. If something were to happen where you were someone without a job, 60% of Americans do not have that three-month buffer. Here's the big one, though. And we have talked about this one before. This is such a stunning number. Retirement. America is simply not prepared to retire, specifically is in this regard, with the baby boom coming. You have now, the oldest baby boomers are 68. If you go with 1946, they're 68. So the first wave has started retiring, but the big batch is coming. People born in 1947, 1948, 1949, 1950. Here's what I consider the heart, the glut of the baby boom. 48 to 52. That's my own arbitrary number. But I'm just saying. People born from 1948 to 1952. So people who are from 62 to 66 years old. That batch is coming. They are so ill-prepared for retirement. It's hard to imagine. Now, it may hit gradually enough, where it's not catastrophic. But they're in a really bad place. But the whole country, 36% of Americans surveyed, now this is of all ages, this is not those approaching retirement necessarily, 36%, more than a third of those surveyed, have $1,000 or less in a retirement fund. $1,000. Now, this has been a common problem. I was the same way. When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you don't care. I didn't start saving for retirement until I was 30. Given that I'm now in my early 50s, my wife and I are in pretty good shape. Good news is when I met her, and I was 29, when I met her, she was way ahead of me. She's got a lot more saved up for retirement than I do because she started long before I did. This is something that we need to get on our daughters for because I'm quite sure Social Security will be gone by the time they are there. I think it's a 50-50 chance that I will have Social Security. Maybe it's a little less than that. But that's, just think about that. 6 of 10 workers, 60% of all workers have less than $25,000 in total savings and investments if you exclude homes. Now, that's actually a pretty big exclusion, though, because a lot of people are banking on their home. A lot of people have their house paid off or their retirement plan is to get their house paid off. I've got a lot, my wife and I have a lot more than $25,000 saved up. And that doesn't include our home. That is part of that retirement plan. So that's really, you know, that's a little deceptive by this survey. But it's still a shocking number. Total savings and investment increase with household income, as you might imagine. Two-thirds, 68% of those annual household incomes of less than $35,000 a year have less than $1,000 saved, compared with 23% of those 35 to 74 and 3% with those 75 or more. The more money you make, obviously, the better prepared you are for retirement. But when you get over, okay, the youngest baby boomers are going to be 50 this year. They're going to be 50, 1964. By the way, the baby boom generation as it's defined is not an arbitrary definition as some people think. It's 1946 to 1964. That's 18 years, which is considered a generation. But I actually, for purposes of baby boom, I just don't think it's right. I would say 1946 to 1952, maybe 54. I'm considered a baby boomer, but boy, that's really tail end. But when you get into those, it's amazing. And by the way, if you didn't know this, there is a formula. There is what you should have. Charles Schwab guide goes like this. You can withdraw 4% of your portfolio's value in your first year of retirement, increase that amount every year for inflation, and have a 90% level of confidence that you won't run out of money. What does all of that mean? Here's what your retirement should look like, according to the Schwab advice. What you have in retirement should be 25 times more than what you would take out in the first year. So let's say in your first year of retirement, you would withdraw $40,000. Do you know how much you need right now? You would need? Let's say you're going to retire this year and you want to take $40,000 out to live the way you want to live. You know what you need in your portfolio? To assume that you can continue to feed that and you know, grow the principal and so on? $1 million. $1 million. I don't know how many people have $1 million in their retirement. Not a lot. Now, also, if your home is paid off and so on, $40,000 might be also a bit of a high number. And you may need less. But if you need $1 million to withdraw $40,000 in the first year, just think, even if you want to withdraw $20,000. How many people have $500,000? I don't know. I do think, and I know I'm not the first to talk about this, that this is one of the really hidden stories, I think. Just not enough people are commenting on this. Those of us who, look, and here's why, if you are listening right now and you have that formula that Schwab is pointing out, that 40%, or I'm sorry, that 25 times whatever it is you want to pull out in the first year. Let's go with this number. Let's say you would need $40,000 in your first year in retirement and you have $1 million. You might be going, well, I'm fine. Are you? Here's why I ask that. Social Security is disappearing. It's not going to be there if we don't fix it, and it doesn't appear that anyone's going to have the political will. I really don't think I'm going to have it, or at least not for much of my retirement. I'll probably work into my late 60s. Let's just say 15 years from now, I'll be 68. Let's say that's about when I want to retire. I have no confidence Social Security is going to be there. You're going to have a whole glut of baby boomers before me. What are they going to do? Well, what do you think the most likely solution is? They start heavily taxing those of us who did plan for retirement to pay for those who didn't. Well, they would never do that. Really? Would they make you pay more for your health insurance so someone who can't afford it can have theirs? Well, they would never do that. Oh, wait, we are. 20 years ago when Hillary Care died, what you've got in Obamacare you never would have imagined. This is a big deal whether you are putting away enough or not. Because for those who aren't particularly, if right now, if you're 40 to 64, this could really bite you in the butt. They're going to figure out a way to take care of people. And, well, how would they do this? Every time you withdraw, they could take 10, 15, 20% to give to people who didn't plan for retirement. You don't think liberals listening right now don't think that's a great idea? They think it's a wonderful idea. I want you to just think about that. It's 8:55. Speaking of wonderful ideas, Congressman Reid Ribble this week addressed the issue of obesity in his district. But something has to be done. I believe it's a matter of personal responsibility. That you have to take your own steps to either get in shape or stay in shape. Now, one of the ones I've been recommending to you is the one I've used, and you know I fought the battle of the bulge forever, and that is Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I've lost 46 pounds. The scale didn't move today. This is what this program is like, Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I didn't lose a pound today, and I'm all bummed out. It's just funny. Jason, just a little more than a week, started Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. What does the scale say for you these days?
Well, this morning I jumped on the scale and I was down another pound and a half.
So 14 and a half?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to round it up to 15 because you know how I am with math.
Sure.
So 46 and 15 is
61.
I was getting there. 61 pounds, and we're going to go with the net loss of the studio. Jason's told you the same thing I've told you. It's the food you prepare yourself. It's the shakes, and it is doctor supervised. You know, you and I aren't doing exactly the same thing.
Correct. It's so personalized. It's incredible. And, you know, I was thinking about this. It takes willpower, too. Let's not forget that.
Oh, because
kids were eating popcorn the other night, and the smell, I almost ate my hand off.
Well, you love popcorn, but you know what? You're going to learn how to reintroduce those foods back into your
absolutely,
diet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to. It's sensible, but like any program, it takes effort and dedication. And if they want to find out, talk to Dr. Jason Litwin at
920-268-1386, 920-268-1386.
Boatload of stuff to come.
Mike and Matt, hard news, serious fun. Mornings on